Quotes online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. President Trump will not be the only White House official to skip this Saturday's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The White House reportedly ordering all Trump administration officials to boycott the annual dinner. White House Cabinet Secretary Bill McGinley, who oversees the various cabinet agencies, reportedly assembled the chiefs of staff of those agencies and issued a directive on Tuesday that came from President Trump, aimed at disrupting the weekend typically used to foster camaraderie between the White House and the news media. Last year, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders attended instead of the president, but ended up being on the wrong end of brutal comedic material delivered by last year's host, comedian Michelle Wolf. President Trump will be holding a political rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the night of the dinner.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he's considering challenging President Trump in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York raised some eyebrows last week when she talked about the treatment of veterans by the Department of Veterans Affairs and said if the way they're being treated right now isn't broke, why should we fix it? Dan Caldwell is with the Concerned Veterans for America. He explains to Fox News.
There's nobody, first of all, trying to privatize the VA. This is a straw man argument that people who oppose common sense VA reforms like giving veterans more choice use to distract away from real problems at the VA. In many cases, yes, the VA is performing well. It is giving veterans high quality care. But in other cases, they aren't. And just because some veterans are getting good care is an excuse not to fix the VA for the veterans who aren't getting good care. And that's why we support giving veterans choice. So if a veteran wants to access care in the community because he or she feels they aren't getting good care in the VA, they can do that. And that's what President Trump supports, not privatizing the VA, not dismantling the VA. And it's really unfortunate to hear the congresswoman and others that oppose VA reform use these disingenuous arguments against really popular and common sense reform.
Regarding the VA, Caldwell says President Trump,
through legislation like the VA Mission Act, they're trying to put the veteran at the center of the VA, not the bureaucracy.
The congresswoman said if we really want to fix the VA, we should fill the 49,000 staff vacancies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.